Why you should always trust your gut. The human brain is incredible. I think we even underestimate its abilities. We look to computers and phones for answers to just about anything, and that's good, but we still have this incredible ability to find answers ourselves with just our brains. Every day we're presented with choices. We have to make decisions, some that will affect the short term, but some that will affect the long term. We do the best we can. Most of the time, I would say we make the right decision, or the decision we do make turns out to be fine. You could call this intuition, or maybe even you call it your gut instinct. And it's good to trust that gut instinct. Since the moment we're born, we're developing our gut, both for immune system development and our ability to make decisions. Now that I think of it, it's kind of weird and probably not coincidence that we call it our gut when referring to decision making. You would think that it's all about the brain, but scientists are learning more and more that our literal gut and brain are very much connected. Anyway, when you're a baby, you're busy looking for patterns. You sense people around you doing things like grabbing onto something and hearing them speak, and you do the same. You're looking for cause and effect. Grabbing is a way to get something you want. Talking is a way to communicate. Positive effects result from the right causes. As we get older, though, some important decisions we feel like we need to do research for. We need to look into them deeper. Is that worthwhile? Yes. Obviously, more information is good in almost all situations. But should you discount your gut? After all, how much more research can you do on a situation when you've been spending your entire life gathering information to inform your gut so that you can make decisions? Let's just say that your gut probably works right most of the time. The issue is that we often ignore it, or discount it, or get in our own way when it comes to making decisions. And I think a big reason is that we don't pay attention to the results. For most of our childhood, I think our guts work just fine when it comes to making decisions. We don't have anything else to go on. We haven't been too affected by input from others. We're just making decisions and seeing what the consequences are and then learning from them. But as we age, we start to listen to others. People are always quick to give advice, and sometimes we listen. And then we second-guess ourselves, and pretty soon everything's all messed up. How do you know if you're making the right decisions? Look at the results. For example, let's say you go on a diet. Your gut tells you one thing, and your friend tells you another. Because you're an adult, you go with what your friend tells you. And the friend could be right. But if you're not sure, just look at the results. In 3 months, have you lost weight that you wanted to lose? If not, go back and analyze the situation. See if you really listened to the friend, or see if they steered you on the wrong direction. Maybe they had good intentions, but didn't know what they were talking about. Maybe they're not even in shape, and we're still giving you advice on losing weight. Another interesting example is business. Business leaders often make decisions based on their guts. They say something like, I have to go with my gut on this one, when it comes to an opportunity. And often they're right. Why is that so? Big reason I think business people go with their gut is because business decisions often succeed or fail because of people. Good ideas are a dime a dozen, but it's not always easy to find the right people to execute ideas. Wrong people can screw up good ideas, and the right people succeed with good ideas, and often they'll even succeed with bad ones. So what successful business people often are doing is just trusting their gut, what their gut has learned for an entire lifetime about judging people. Think of all the people you've encountered since you were born. Thousands upon thousands, all different kinds, all acting certain ways. You've probably seen the things successful people do and the things that unsuccessful people do. And you've been building pattern recognition. Your gut is the best at making decisions that it's preparing you for your entire life. When you're faced with a decision, think about how your gut has been preparing for it. See if it's been able to compile a lot of data. You might be surprised at what it knows. I was trying to think of an example of when your gut might not know the answer, and I thought of maybe buying a new car. But then I thought that a person's gut has probably seen a lot of cars in its life. Cars on the side of the road that have broken down, people's reaction to seeing cars, driving cars, and more. Maybe the gut can make a great buying decision when it comes to cars. Your gut, and also your brain, has been collecting data for your entire life. That's the biggest reason why you should trust it. for just about any decision you come across, especially though when people are involved. But if you're wondering if you're following your gut, look at the results. If the results are turning out in positive correlation to your decisions, then you're likely following your gut. If your decisions result in negative outcomes, then it's time to look at what your gut is telling you, because you're probably not listening to it.